133353 is the telephone number. Rizzo, hello.
How you going, mate? Right.
Rizzo, good morning. Welcome. First caller for a Wednesday. What's on your mind, buddy?
Hey, mate, you're talking about tradies before and all those apprentices and all that.
Yes, this comes from a bloke who was a multimillionaire. He's a property developer, and he reckons that since COVID, Australians have had it too good, employers.
Yep.
And that we need to get unemployment back up to 40 to 50% in order for employees to feel grateful for their jobs again. And he's taken a particular swipe at tradies, saying they've got it too good. Off you go.
Well, when I was working through the pandemic and all that sort of stuff, on certain job sites, I had to wear a mask for what they call a pre-morning meeting, like before you start the job, right?
Yes.
All trades. Then we could take that off and do our job, because how am I going to breathe through a mask when I'm on concrete, right?
Right, yep.
How am I going to possibly do that? And we were allowed to do that, so I don't understand what old mate's talking about, because at the end of the day, you've got to get the job done. You're not going to be able to do your job when you're physically working. Go, oh, I've got to wear a mask all day. Well, you're not dying the ass.
But tell me this, Rizzo. Since COVID up until now, there is a labour and a skills shortage. And we don't seem to have the kids lining up to want to become concreters or even sparkies or carpenters or builders or whatever anymore. And so his argument is that because we have a limited amount of tradies, they can pick and choose their jobs. And he's saying, or he's implying, I think, that tradies have become too arrogant.
We're not arrogant, because I was a structural landscaper from 93 till 98, right?
Yes, yes.
And from mid 98 till recently, till now, till present, I've been a concreter, all aspects of concrete. Mm-hmm. No matter what sort of concrete you want, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I don't work for myself, I just subcontract, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, I know your young blokes go, oh, yeah, I want to be a concreter, but within 2 weeks you go, oh, I can't handle that. It's too hard. I go, and then you get trained. Mate, I know carpenters, right?
Yes.
Good mates of mine who have had apprentices working for them. No word of a lie. They go, oh, yeah, I'm a chippy, telling their mates they're hardcore chippies and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
In their second year of their apprenticeship, and they go, oh, I can't handle this because they don't want to jump on ladders. And
there you are. This is what he's saying. And this is what I've been suspecting for some time. But I, and this is why I love to hear from tradies who can tell me these stories, because they've experienced it. So, Rizzo, let me ask you this. Are young kids today lazy?
100%. 100%, because they're scared of reality. And another thing also, they're just scared of hard work. They go, oh, I can get a job as an IT person or on a computer. Look, it doesn't work like that.
Mm.
At the end of the day, who's going to build your building where you're going to work in?
Well, that's what we're concerned about. And that's what Tim Gurner is saying. He's saying that tradies have become arrogant because they know that there's a shortage. What have we got to do, Rizzo? Somebody that's been working for 26 years in concreting, what have we got to do to get young kids to want to become labourers and builders and chippies and sparkies? What have we got to do to get them back into the workforce?
Well, because the generation is so different now, I think, like the generation gap between the old school, like we say old school, and kids these days who are born in like 1995 and 94, they think they're old school now, and they're not.
Do you think kids are lazy?
Oh, 100%.
Do you think they're soft? I don't want to put words in your mouth. I want to know from you, 26 years in the business. Yep. What's wrong?
They are, mate. But I've got a couple of concrete blokes that I know, and he's 27. He's got his second child on the way, and he's a very good concrete and loves his job and a very good man. And he's only just turned 27. And he's been concreting since he was 16.
Well, how do we get more of these kids? How do we encourage them to want to pick up and get on tools rather than go to university?
Exactly right. And a good example also, just if you don't mind me saying, my brother, he's a policeman.
Yes.
His son joined the police force when he was 20. Mm-hmm. He's 24 this year, and he's a hard little prick and loves his job. And he even said, he goes, a good mate of ours offered him an apprenticeship as a chippy when Thomas was 14 and a half. He said, mate, when he finishes school, I'll give him an apprenticeship as a chippy. And Thomas said, yep, no worries. He said, no, I'll join the police.
Have tradespeople, in your opinion, Rizzo, become arrogant? They can pick and choose what job they want. They can turn up when they want because there is a skill shortage. Is that what's happening?
100%. And there's writings on the wall, mate. Look, and if no one can't see it, it's a joke because everybody goes, oh, they want to be baristas and IT workers and all that sort of stuff. I want Australian tradesmen to keep going because at the end of the day, what's going to happen is, like, we're going to get people from overseas doing it. And I don't want that because they're not going to be as good as our Australian product is.
What's the answer?
Mate, people need to pull their heads in, and young kids need to go, righto, I want to be a chippy. Well, do it. Don't be half-assed. Do it and go, oh, I've done it for 2 years. I can't handle it anymore because I don't want to get up on ladders too much and do roof trusses. It's a bit too hard for me. And then sell all your gear to your boss and walk away from it. Harden up. Grow some balls. Look, harden up and be a man. You want to be a man to be a tradesman? Don't be half-assed and go, oh, yeah, I want to be a tradie, and after 2 years I'll give it up because I'm too pissed weak. Well, don't start to begin with. Give someone else a crack. Give someone else a chance to do it. Don't waste the time. I'm going to be half-assed. Do it 100%.
Rizzo, don't lose your passion. Thank you so much for calling.
No worries, mate.